saying is this acceptance is, it doesn't soften the initial sting. I'm certainly not the most pious among us, and I can't claim to have perfectly kept all of God's commandments. So maybe that explains why I didn't get what I asked from God. But I don't think that's it. In this congregation alone, this congregation filled with kind, generous, devoted Presbyterians, we've faced failure and financial trouble and heartbreak and loss. Truly good people in Syria and Nigeria, West Philadelphia and Camden, devoting their lives to God and to prayer, are left hungry in home and wanting in homes ravaged by war and violence and greed. Even the most righteous among lay down our lives to God. For this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay it down for our brothers and sisters. It's our responsibility to go into the world and allow that spirit to make itself clear to us and to others. Going out into the world is not a metaphor. We are called to leave the confines of this sanctuary and of our homes and head down the avenue. More than writing a check, which I will say is always appreciated, we must be physically present to the faults of this world in order to let God's perfect love live. We are called by Christ to serve at our brother's place, to hold vigil at Delia's gun shop, to spend the night with the homeless at Enkin. Christ ate with tax collectors and cared for the sick. So too must we. By engaging with the world, we will be able to share God's love with those less fortunate than us, those who live in terror and violence unimaginable to our Chestnut Hill selves. Moreover, by allowing God's work, God's love to work through us to help others, we also help ourselves. A few years ago, before her passing, Brian and I visited Betty Roberts in Abington Hospital. Betty had just broken her neck and was in a very uncomfortable brace. This misfortune aside, the moment we stepped into the room, it was clear that something great was at work. Betty was smiling and in high spirits. There was an intangible force in that room. Though all Brian and I really did was show up, we held her hand, cracked a joke, said a prayer. Our mere presence gave Betty a feeling of God, a reminder that she was not alone. Not only was she not physically alone, but she wasn't spiritually alone either, for God was with her. I get it. It's the 21st century. We all have soccer practice and work and school and homework and housework and choir rehearsal. We can't give up every moment of our days to heeding God's call, and nor do I think would God want us to abandon our families and our responsibilities. But just because we have a big meeting during the vigil at Delia's gun shop doesn't mean we can't do anything. So here's the good news. God can work through the little things. Sitting with a kid by himself in the cafeteria, calling a relative you haven't spoken to in a while, and really listening. Trying our very best not to judge those who are different than us, but to love them as God loves them. These bring so much love into the world, revealing the presence that are given but this one short life to live, and we must use the gifts which we have been blessed to give meaning to others in the small moments and the large ones.